What would you call that?
Grass. I don't know.
Okay. Say if you were walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you. You say, I picked up a
rock.
And I
threw it.
Anything else you say besides threw it?
I don't believe.
What about chunked it or pitched it?
I'd say threw.
Okay. And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
And if someone had come to see your wife and you met the person out in the yard, you might say, well, she's what's the kitchen? She's
in the house.
And someone's walking in your direction, you'd say he's coming straight
toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to
see Joe, bump into Joe.
Or happened to run.
Run into him.
And if the child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child
after her mother.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Milk?
Or?
Orange juice? Or what?
Well, you probably have machines for it here. It's hot.
Chocolate? Coffee?
Okay. If you want some coffee and there wasn't any ready, you'd say you have to go
make some coffee.
And talk about putting milk in coffee. You'd say some people like it how?
With milk. Some people like it black.
Okay. Any other name for black coffee?
Straight.
Do you ever hear drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
Do you ever hear barefooted about drinking anything, like drinking whiskey barefooted? Or?
No, I never have.
And if you don't put milk in your coffee, you say you're not drinking your coffee with milk, you're drinking it
without milk.
And when you're plowing, there's a trench that's cut by the plow. You call that the... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know what you call it. Turn row?
What about furrow?
Furrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When you're plowing with two horses, would you have a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow?
No.
And if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say you have to... Before you can hitch them up, you have to say if you want to hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to put on it first?
Harness.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, like when you have a buggy or something, you hold the
reins.
And when you're riding on it,
what you hold?
Uh-huh.
The reins.
And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And you say, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a, talking about distance, it's just a
small piece.
And say if you've been traveling and still had a couple of hundred miles to go, you say you still had a
long way to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you could find that just about
any place.
And someone slipped and fell this way. He fell over
backwards.
In this way.
Forward.
And say if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
Say, no, I didn't catch any.
Do you ever use the expression nary? Nary one? Do you ever hear that?
I've heard of it, but I'm very seldom used
it. How have you heard that used?
Catch nary one.
How does that sound to you?
Country.
Did you used to say that when you were a kid, or did you think you ever said that?
No, I've heard it from different people here, but I ain't never said it.